This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Some artists have models to pose and then draw and paint them and take their art as far as the technical skills and imagination can lead them. Some seek inspiration in the landscape, urban or rural, natural or man-made. Others read words and then transform the verbal into the ocular. Charlotta Donveng, a Danish artist resident in Malaysia, describes her Truth or Dare solo exhibition as one that, quote, delves into spirituality and taps into psychic capabilities to transform inner energies onto canvas. Is that a fair description of what you do?
It's a very limited description, really.
Okay. What more would you say?
One thing that I like to say is that what I do is really... Oh, my passion is to spread joy with art, color, and creativity. And everything I work with is really energy. And then that energy is what links into maybe the psychic and where we're coming, touching on the truth.
Now, this exhibition of yours is called Truth or Dare. And it's described as in language that's somewhat spiritual. What have you observed about the spiritual that you are bringing to your paintings?
I think we first really need to define what's a spirituality, because a lot of people think that it's just got to do with religion. And to me, it has nothing whatsoever to do with religion. So I think going a step back, what is spirit? Mm-hmm. And that means breath. So in reality, it has to do something with being alive, to breathe, to be alive. To me, it's that live energy. Is that spirituality where you tap into maybe your inner divinity? It's more...
When you say inner divinity, there seems to suggest that it is about ourselves rather than something transcendent.
It is.
Which is it? Is it ourselves or is it something transcendent?
Do you know Leonardo da Vinci?
I've read some of his stuff, yes.
Okay. He made this Vitruvian man. He's standing out, spread out his arms, mm-hmm. his leg, and it actually follows the star that you're using in the five elements, right? And what he says is that you are the center of your universe. So that really means the most important thing is really where we are, because you see the world from where you are. I see the world from where I am. And a third person will see it from their point of view. So we're each our universe, are each in the center of that universe.
Do we share anything in common?
Obviously, a lot. But I would never know what has your experiences been. And your experiences in your life will then tell how will you react, for instance, to my painting. So if you had a certain type of life, you might feel attracted to one of my artworks and maybe feel repelled by another one, depending on where you are in life. Maybe at a later or earlier point in life, it would be different things you would be attracted to, because that's your universe at that particular moment.
In painting something spiritual, what then is the driver? As I started off, I said, when you paint, you can have a model and you look at the model and then, sure, you use all the technical skills you have. But as the artist, there's also that inspiration, your experiences, your ideas, and that makes whatever you see somewhat different when you put it on a piece of paper or on canvas. So when you are painting something spiritual, where does it begin?
First, I think it's important to just establish that just because you're painting a subject, like a person or nature, that can't be spiritual. Yes, it can. It just means being in touch with that energy and having that feedback that comes from whatever the subject is. I guess the best way to describe the way that I work, I am completely opening up and being at the mercy of the painting, so to speak. It's not me deciding what to paint. It's like it gets downloaded into me, kind of, you know, to speak a little bit more modern. It's like a download. It just like comes where it comes. So I just feel and sense what is there. And you can totally also do that with a landscape. Feel how the colors are dancing on your canvas. But when you get totally consumed in a piece of or creating a piece of artwork, it dictates to you what to do rather than you saying, now I'm going to mix a color that's looking like this. The paintings that I do is also very much a reflection of where am I in my personal development.
I guess like with any kind of artist, whether you're a musician or you're a visual artist or a dancer, you start with the very technical, getting the skills right. And over time, as you become more proficient in the skills, you take them in a sense for granted, and then you can put your style or your influences over it.
I got it drilled into me since childhood. I was born into a family of artists. So I grew up also going to my granddad, and he was teaching me all these techniques. He even taught me how to draw nudes when I was 5 years old.
Truth or Dare is also a game. I don't know if it's a game that's played in Denmark also.
Yeah, we just obviously call it something different, but it's exactly the same.
What's the connection with Truth or Dare in the game with what you're doing in this exhibition?
I just think as human beings, very often, we're afraid of the truth. You know, we're dancing around the truth. And I've also done that in my life, only to find out that when the truth or we dare going to the truth, that actually that was pretty good, even though we feared it. So it is about working also with these fears that we have as people.
So how does a painting confront a viewer's fears?
By touching on subjects. What I like to do with my artwork is ultimately make people just stop up and think about their own life. So when I do an artwork, I finish it off by also writing text. And I always end up with a question, because I want you, the viewer of my artwork, to delve a little bit into yourself and say, hey, what about my life? Am I truthful to myself? Am I speaking my truth? Am I doing what I should be doing in my life? Am I giving the gifts to the world that I should be giving? Or am I just going to work and being bored and, you know, just doing things for money? Or am I really happy what I'm doing?
What in the painting raises those kinds of questions? Take one of your works, for instance. I like the one because I've seen this one.
Captivated.
And it's very bright, very red. And the first thing I thought of, it's a woman. It's not a man. It could be a man, but it strikes me as it's a woman. And she is behind, actually trees, but they look like bars. And she is mostly washed in red. Now, what about that painting is supposed to say to me, what are you doing with your life? How does a painting like that raise questions about my spirituality?
Depends on where you are in your life. Some people would say, wow, she's behind bars, right? Uh-huh. So she's held in.
Trapped.
She's trapped. But others might think, wow, she's here and she's really looking out. She's looking for something. So it depends on who you are, how you look at it. But the ultimate question that I like to ask you when you're looking at this painting is, are you captivated? Are you stuck where you are? Are you being held captive in what you're doing in your life? Or are you captivating? So if we are captivating as people, that means we are really in flow, we are happy, we are passionate, we do completely and totally what we want to do.
I love what you're telling me, but as the person who tries to maybe intellectualize or whatever the word is, when I look at the painting and I say, okay, I see something, I like it, I like the color, I connect in whatever way, but then you have your text pointing me in a particular direction. So is it the painting that is making me think of those kinds of questions, or are the words that you have splashed on the side of the painting the ones that are triggering me? So is the painting the thing that provokes ideas, or is it the text?
See, that's totally up to you. See, you're the center of your universe. You know, for some people, they would just say, wow. And the meaning that they're getting out of it is completely different than the meaning that I have. that's completely okay. I'm happy, whatever you like. Some people, they say, oh, wow, I love this writing that you've done. It really means so much to me. And some people say, I don't even want to read your text. Hey, look, it's art. Do what you want.
But as the artist, you are striving towards something. You are engaging with your audience.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you're engaging with your audience and you have a goal in mind. On a white blank canvas, you can draw anything, but you have chosen to draw this. Surely the choice to draw something specific like that must have a specific impetus also.
Well, I didn't go there to the white canvas and say, this is what I'm going to do. This was something that wanted to be there. So I asked the painting, after it's been painting, hey, what's the message that you have for me here today? And this is what it came up with. So that's how my process is. So you want to understand that message different. Up to you. It's fine. We are still having a dialogue with the painting as the starter, as the key input. I'm happy.
Going back to this process, okay, so you have this white canvas. What happens between the time you paint and the time you say, okay, today I will paint something?
Now, looking at my process, because they're all different from different artists, different people, because we are so individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all who we are. So for me, what I do when I paint, my process is that when I start with a white canvas, I actually put some geometric symbols on it. I know it sounds maybe different to some people. It is because I was trained as a Reiki master and in other things. I'm really so fascinated about geometric symbols, ancient symbols. So I use some of these symbols that I put at the base of my painting. Then I put a base coat there. And then I note on the back, what was that I put for symbols? I might prepare a number of canvases, like for an exhibition. And then I take out a canvas and then sometimes I do a meditation or I put on some music. And then I start. And then whatever comes, comes. That's how I work. So then I just take whatever input is there. That's called intuitive painting. It's totally intuitive, and if there wants to be a face, like in the painting that we were talking about previously, Captivated, then, well, so be it. I'm not the one who's judging. I'm trying to avoid judging or directing. And in the end, I ask, hey, are you finished? Because it totally takes over. It's like, I have experienced that. I say, oh, now this particular color would look good, and I could not mix that color. Of course I can mix that color, but it just wouldn't happen. So I put the other color up that I had mixed, and then I say, wow.
It worked.
It worked much better than what I was trying to control. So it's like, hey, it wasn't my hand mixing this. This was the painting taking over. And to follow up on the process, when they say, yeah, I'm done, to say, okay, what's your name? So it tells me what the name is, and I say, what's your message? And there we go, hence the text.
You have got this painting called Me, Myself, and I. Again, here, there's no face, there's no body parts. There's just, from my perspective, it's like a wash of three different colors with lots of dynamic movements. In the way I don't know whether it's brush strokes or whether you paint with your hands or with the
I use a credit card. expired, okay.
Yeah, and one is very bright red, one is kind of purple with streaks of white, and then one is deep dark blue, and it's called Me, Myself, and I. And you're gonna have a dance performed in conjunction with this painting at your opening. What's the correlation there?
Well, let me first say, like you say, I don't see any face. I don't see anything. If you see it in real life, in big size, this is 3 meters wide and 1.20 meters tall, then you might see different things when you go on a discovery which art is also about, you know, discovering the different aspects of what really is in the art piece. You might see different things in it. But this, you know, because I work so much with energy, to come back to your question, I sometimes, when I'm painting, I feel that it's producing music or dancing, or sometimes it, even this like smell coming out. And I wanted to give people that opportunity to feel what I feel when I'm painting. Sometimes it's like a whole symphony of energy completely running around me, so I'm totally consumed in it. And that's why I thought, wow, let's make it come to life. So I have two dancers coming, and we're going to dance it, have it dance to music.
So you got the dancers to look at the painting, and then they come up with their own choreography based on how this painting inspires them?
More or less. We spoke about it, but it is very much so their energy, and it's totally in line with what I had imagined.
And what's this piece of music?
For this time, we are using Vanessa May, Warm Air.
Charlotte Donvang, an artist. She has an exhibition happening starting June 10th all the way through June 24th. It's happening at the Artisserie Gallery in Sri Pacific Hotel on Jalan Putra. You can go see it. Admission is free. Opens from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.